GMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Radio Real Estate. I'm Rick Todd. I'm here with Lyle Sorensen.
Good morning.
Lyle, man, you got to love the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest?
A lot.
Julie's like playing in the snow someplace.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
We are experiencing a lot of liquid sunshine, and she's actually in the snow. Somewhere. She's rendezvousing
in her
somewhere.
Happy place.
Yes, she is.
Good for her.
But
we just jinx each other?
You owe me a Coke. There it is. Thank you so much. Next break.
All right.
Lyle, so great to see you this morning.
Good to see you, too.
Smiling face. Hit us with the numbers, my friend.
All right. Well, here we go. First thing I'm just going to mention is the rates went up this week. We're at 7.25 on a 30-year, and we're at about 6.5 now on a 15. So, whatever. If you need a home, you need a home, and you can afford it or you can't. And, you know, you do get a bigger mortgage interest rate deduction that way. But looking at what happened, oh, my gosh, spring has hit the real estate market. 84 new listings this week. 686,000 roughly average, $388 a square foot. The average age is about 35 years, and the average square footage, we're looking at about 1,768 square feet versus the homes that received acceptable offers this last week, 34. Maybe people are on spring break and, you know, the Easter vacation kind of thing. Average price of the homes that received acceptable offers, $709,000, about $368 a square foot. Average price reduction before they got that offer, about $8,900 on average. The age is lining up pretty good with the homes that came on the market, about 38 years. Average days on market, are you ready? 40.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look back a month at, so that would be the things that went under contract about 30 days ago and actually closed this week. There were 42 closings. Average price of those closings, about $640,500, a little bit less, about $351 a square foot. The average reduction, and the reason this is important, is we actually get to see behind the curtain when they close. We don't get that on the ones that went under contract. Average reduction was about $14,647, which is about 2.3%.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, one of the things you did say is, you know, this past, you know, a weekend was Easter, spring break. Tons of people are out of town. If you have, you know, school age kids and you're doing that, and there's that Coke you owe me, you just now you're going to drink it. I mean, this is what I love about
it. You know, drinking Rick's Coke makes it just taste that much better.
I know. We'll have a Coke. And a smile.
All
right.
I'll give you the smile.
Okay.
I'll grab another one for you.
I'll take that. That's perfect. But, I mean, one of the things that's so interesting is that it is heating up and you feel it. And one of our great colleagues, Mike Kent, once said, you know, when the sunshine hits the driveways, that's when people come out. And it's really true. I mean, in perception is reality, right? I mean, it's been, you know, not, it's been overcast and it's raining today, but you know, the perception is it's springtime. People are excited.
Well, and 50 degrees and sunshine is shorts and t-shirt weather in Washington. So, you know, you already seeing some of that too. You know, we get a little bit of sunshine, and if the breeze quits blowing, it gets kind of nice and warm.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. You just think about the spring, and there's this kind of this renewal of thought, or renewal of a dream, or renewal of a vision. And it really happens here a lot because, you know, I was talking to my folks, you know, that are down in Palm Springs, and it's like,
what?
You know, it's 85 again today. And I'm like, would you just be quiet? All right. You know, we're about 49 and drizzle, you know?
Right.
But when the sun comes out, it's exciting.
There's nowhere more beautiful, honestly, than this area when the sun shines. You know, those 5 days are the best days of the year. No, I kid.
it's true.
but no, it is. There's nowhere prettier. And so you have to save those. You have to store those days in your heart for the long, drizzly ones, right? You know, it's just great. You know, we're really lucky today, by the way. One of the things I really love about real estate, about half my business is commercial and about half is residential.
Mm-hmm.
There are some of the coolest businesses in Whatcom County and some of the most amazing artists. And guess what? We've got kind of both of those here in one guest today.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kitchens is joining us. I don't know. Have you been around Jimmy? You know anything
the
Kitch, about him?
The Kitch is
Who's
awesome.
Jimmy Kitchens? There he is. Look at that. You know what? Jimmy's amazing. If you're not aware, you know, you think of chainsaw carving, right? And everybody thinks of little bears and owls and all of that. And Jimmy has literally taken it to a whole different level. I mean, it's so amazing.
It's kind of like Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
Or look out, here's the Hulk. Or,
and Lyle, yeah. I got to just say this once. The kitchen is in the house today.
That's right.
The kitchen is in the house.
But I've been amazed lately. I was talking to a friend. Well, actually, my Uncle Bud.
Uncle Bud, here we go.
He hurt his arm, and he had this gash on his arm.
Are you serious?
And and it was bleeding, and it was terrible. And
chainsaw related?
No.
Come on, Jimmy.
It was. He's 93, and he fell, and he hit the counter, and he didn't like. He kind of partially fell, you know, and
caught himself with his arm on the corner of the counter.
And so,
for Micah, wasn't it?
It was. It was terrible. But I will tell you this. It's so interesting.
Those are sharp.
Because I have a friend, and my friend has no problem, you know.
You have a friend?
One friend. Bandaging up wounds and all that kind of stuff. And I said, listen, I mean, I can speak or sing in front of thousands of people.
Do you pass out?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not almost. I get woozy.
The
right?
side of blood?
Yeah, the you side of blood. Out? And I was so kind of amazed. And thinking once again about how we're all gifted differently. I mean, the Kitch has an incredible gift. And if you haven't seen what he does, it's absolutely amazing. And we're so excited to have you here.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, and you're so talk about your journey a little bit. You know, how did you get here? I mean, I heard
I've got several journeys.
Well, okay. Let's talk about your carving journey.
Carving journey.
Let's do that one.
Kitch, don't stop believing. All right.
Right.
That's a journey.
The good hero side of me. Yeah. So, I love creating something from nothing, and you know, taking a big log and creating some crazy superhero character. You know. I'm a big Star Wars fan, you know, whatever it is, I can create it out of wood. Just give me a chainsaw and, you know, let me go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, the little bears just kind of...
You know, that was my Alaska thing, you know?
Right.
That's what I learned on, just carving bears and fish. And, you know, I got tired of it, you know? And I've always wanted...
Those bears all kind of look alike, don't they?
Yeah. Just, yep, every bear's alike.
Sort of.
I have a friend that calls me a bear.
Okay.
But, you know, he's...
Hey, we're talking about the bear necessities
bear.
Right here.
The bear necessities.
Yeah.
Stop it, Rick. You're making me want to sing. That's going to be stuck in my head today.
Baloo.
I know, right? So, So you went from bears...
to superheroes.
That's a big jump, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I love creating, you know, something that I like, you know, as a fan of the comic book world.
Okay. So are you like a Comic-Con guy? You dress up and
I don't dress up, pretend
to be somebody else. And...
I'm who I am. You know, I can be scary. I can be happy. I can be fun.
And we all kind of have some of that, I think. the different facets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun to create cool stuff. And, you know, the cedar smells really good, too. And I always have man cologne going.
Right? I noticed.
Sense.
When you walked in, it was like, oh, that smell. So I have lagers in my family, right?
You know,
and the smell of sawgas and wood shavings, you know, off the saw is just like, oh, yes, old home week.
So when did you start this? And kind of what was kind of the inception of the idea?
Of being a chainsaw carver?
Yeah.
Well, I've always liked creating, you know, I didn't really have that artist mentality. At least I didn't think I did, you know, and.
So did you draw and stuff before you started doing this?
Well, a little bit of doodling, but I wasn't really a drawer either. And
so, like, you don't have formal art training then?
No, negative. Zero. Zero. Zero.
And that means zero.
And so I really was intrigued on creating cool stuff. Like, I looked in a log magazine one day and I'm like, oh man, that's cool stuff. I wanted to build my own log furniture. So I started building the furniture, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And I just got really comfortable with the chainsaw. And a buddy of mine was a carver there in Alaska, and I kind of became friends with him, and he kind of taught me the ropes on being a carver and, you know, just carve something over and over again, fix something small and go for it, you know, like 2 foot tall and just carve a bunch of it, like a bunch of bears, for instance.
Right.
You know, bears,
that
bears,
firewood
bears.
That's too hard to split instead of trying to fight with it. You just carve some.
So do you use one chainsaw, two chainsaws, three chainsaws? How do you do that?
I've got a big saw for doing like taking big cuts out of a big log, like a big log, say for some of my big superheroes, they're like 8 foot tall by, you know, 3 foot in diameter.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So I need a big saw to take out the big cuts out of it, you know, the outline. And then I come in with a smaller saw and, you know, then a really smaller saw with a little dime tip bar on it, you know, getting the detail in. And, you know, then I've just come in with the sanders and whatnot and finish it up.
You make it sound like, oh, no big deal, you know. I take the big cuts out, I take the little cuts out, and then I sand it. How long does it take to do a piece?
So I did, so like everybody's pretty familiar with the Ninja Turtle that I have. That one was about 10 days. And
really?
About 10 days.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And I started, I do a carving show it's called SummerCon. And that was like 3 days, and then I brought it home and finished it up. It's about 10 days into that. So,
wow. You know,
moving some wood.
Dude, you have got some talent.
Thanks, man.
That's mind-numbing for me. I mean, I did a totem pole in my living room one time, but with a saw.
In the living room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was batching it at the time.
And you're married, right?
No, I was batching it at that
time. Oh, so
that's
why
you were batching it.
It didn't matter. You just two strokes.
Throw a tarp down and
sawdust everywhere.
Cedar makes a bachelor pad smell way better.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Man, Jimmy, I have so many questions for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to take a break right now. You're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Hey, this is Deanna Haralook with KGMI's all new Pet Pulse. I'm a pet parent myself, and we all want the best for our critters, whether they're furry, feathered, hooved, or otherwise. The segment is brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that 1 in 4 pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. And tune in to KGMI's Pet Pulse Wednesdays during the morning news at 6:20 and 7:50, and during the afternoon news at 5:20, right here on KGMI.
Dr. John's Auto Clinic, located in Bellingham on Kentucky Street, is here for your auto repair and service needs. Trusted and affordable auto repair in Bellingham for over 25 years. Ask about their oil change and maintenance inspections. You can hear Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic every Saturday on In the Shop on News Talk 790 KGMI. Or check out Dr. John's Auto Clinic at djautoclinic.com. And on Facebook for the latest in auto repair news. Dr. John's Auto Clinic, reliable, honest, and a part of this community for over 25 years.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with 3 teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness. Or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
They said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But mark my words, I did it with Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off and Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off and Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and save big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations, for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate here on Saturday morning Pacific Northwest. I'm Rick Todd.
Lyle Sorensen.
This is
Jimmy Kitchens.
There we go.
Hey,
Jimmy, jumping right in.
Did you hear that song? Put that up just a little bit. Yeah. I'm quoting Jimmy Kitchens. There you go. You told us that you love taking something that is nothing and making it something. You are so talented at what you do. Your stuff is amazing. We already have people calling the station asking where they can get it, where they can view it.
Right.
Jimmy, lead us home. Tell me where we can see it, where we can get it.
I'm actually off Hannigan Road, 6069 Hannigan Road. There's a seafood store there. And usually my stuff's on display out there, but I've been on the road so many shows every weekend that all my carvings are in the statue.
Is that the Vitalik place?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Party of Jimmy's.
Yeah, there we go. Fish barbecue, let's go.
That's right. There we go. Bring it. Now you're
all invited.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I mean, it is absolutely amazing. And, you know, and I mean, so do you ever like look, I mean, I know that you picked up some nice cedar logs from a client of mine a week or two ago. I mean, do you ever like just look at a log like that and go, oh, that's going to be, and it just kind of speaks to you? Or,
well, I just kinda,
or do you just speak to it and say, all right, bub?
It's kind of like, how big a log do I need? And I just go by that, you know,
yeah.
by the character I'm going to carve, you know. Sometimes I'll look at a piece and be like, oh, that'd be a cool, you know, bear.
These poor bears. The bears are getting beat up today.
With the big old belly, you know.
Hey, boo boo. I'm about a picnic basket.
Hey, boo boo.
So I think it's so amazing. My initial thought, and this sounds kind of crazy, but.
Oh, no.
I was thinking about how you do, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And there is.
Hero in a Half Shell.
Yeah. There's a future Hall of Fame.
I prefer oysters in a half shell.
A future Hall of Fame linebacker who played for the Seahawks. Now he's with the Washington Commanders, Bobby Wagner, who is an absolute like fan above it all. Somehow I got to get
of the Ninja Turtles.
Loves them.
No way.
Absolutely, he dresses up like them every Halloween.
I did not know this.
Everybody knows that Bobby Wagner loves the turtles.
So, like, we got to connect him. Your turtle picture.
We got to tag
Bobby,
I'll
man.
I'll just go drop it off on his in his yard.
Get him to sign it or something. Yeah. So, you've actually had a lot of the Marvel actors and people sign your stuff, right?
Yeah, I've met a few of the Avengers actors, and you know, Josh Brolin, the voice of Thanos, and amongst other cool movies he's done.
Now, did I read somewhere that you met Stan Lee?
I did. I did.
No way.
Oh, wow. I met him a couple times. The first time I met him was at Comic-Con in Spokane, and that was probably the most. That was the best time I've had meeting Stan Lee, because after that it was just all move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And I'm just like, because it was, he got all like, just he became very. They made a lot of money off Stan Lee,
mm-hmm.
and his manager was just a real piece of work. And mm-hmm. once, so I did a big 9-foot Spider-Man, and I saw
that's like larger than life, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I saw that Stan Lee was going to be in Portland at the Rose City Comic Con,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. So I reached out to the show people, and I'm like, hey, I want to come to the show. I'll carve something cool like Spider-Man. And so I went there, and I was talking to the manager for Stan Lee, and I had told him, hey, can Stan Lee come sign my piece? He's like, no. Oh, well, I came all the way from Alaska, and I brought this big Spider-Man. And he's like, oh, that changed his mind a little
bit. How did you get Spider-Man from Alaska to Portland?
Yeah, it was a long journey. No, but I just told him I was from Alaska.
Like you just hauled it? Or
I actually carved it in Washington, but I
kind of
like, yeah, I got to put a little spin on this because he's not taking the...
A little embellishment.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, okay, we'll come over and check it. He never did. Never got it signed by Stan Lee, but I did meet Stan Lee again, and it was just really like, move along, and talking. But the first time I met him, it was like, it was cool. He talked a little bit, you know, fist pump, you know.
Nice.
Signed a piece for me. I was really nervous, though. I was like the first time I'm meeting a really famous celebrity like Stan Lee, and I was all shaking and really nervous.
And one of the things I love about what you do, Jimmy, is you are part, and when we think about real estate, you know, you bring an element of making a house a home.
Yeah.
I mean, where people are like, I love this. At our entryway, we have this bear.
The best, best man cave pieces in the world, right?
Now, let me ask you this. Can people call you up and commission a piece?
They can. I actually, my Instagram is AKWoody71. At AKWoody71 is my Instagram.
So if someone said, hey, Jimmy, I'd love to get, you know, a lion. Or an eagle.
A bear.
Or, you know, or you want, my kid loves Captain America.
You want
America.
Your favorite, yeah, you want your favorite superhero? Hey, I'm your guy.
I just love that.
You're our favorite superhero?
I am that too.
But that's larger what I love about that. I mean, you walk into these homes, and especially, you know, it's all about making it who you are. And I have a little story about that when we come back. You're listening to Radio Real Estate on this beautiful Pacific Northwest morning here on KGMI.
The Mill at 7th, Linden's hidden jewel of a restaurant on Front Street. You'll find comfortable dining, top shelf service with consistently delicious food. If you haven't experienced The Mill, it's time to visit.
Hi, I'm Linda, owner of The Mill at 7th. I want to invite you to come dine with us. Our staff and I have worked hard to create an atmosphere that provides you with a welcoming experience with fresh foods, cocktails, and a wonderfully unique selection of wines.
Listen to what our customers have to say. CJ says,
we love to eat here. Plan on spending some relaxing time in an environment that's warm and inviting. The staff is so sweet and the food is so yummy.
Ashley says,
The Mill is one of my go-to dinner spots. The food and atmosphere are always exceptional and the service can't be beat. If you want an amazing appetizer, get the Apple Crostini. You won't be disappointed.
Stop by The Mill today for an exceptional date night experience. Group parties and catering options at The Mill at 7th, downtown Linden on Front Street under the windmill.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you could win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI traffic alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are, and if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Make sure you protect your eyes with special eclipse glasses if you plan on watching the event Monday. Time Magazine editor Jeffrey Kluger.
Keep those glasses on. Looking at a bit of the sun peeking out from behind the moon is as dangerous as looking at the sun directly when it's fully exposed.
You need to be prepared for aftershocks. That's the warning going out to those on the East Coast who felt yesterday's 4.8 magnitude quake. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Those aftershocks, while not causing any widespread destruction, can be damaging on the small scale. And this is the most densely populated part of the country.
Iran is vowing to retaliate for an airstrike in Syria. CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials tell CBS News Iran is making preparations to launch a swarm of drones and missiles timed around the upcoming end of Ramadan.
Two top generals were among those killed in the attack. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
That's what she said.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, is this your
favorite?
Here
we go. 1, 2, 3, yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna go see these guys in concert.
Of course you are.
Cinco de Mayo.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. That'll be fun.
Tacos and Foreigner. I mean, does it get any better?
That's some serious old school right there.
Right?
I love this song. Anyway.
Speaking of old school, man, those guys are getting up there.
It's their farewell tour.
Is it like their fourth farewell tour? Because I think, aren't the Stones going back on tour
year? Foreigner just came out and said, yeah, this is our farewell tour, but it's not farewell. But when you see the ticket prices, they're going to farewell. Believe me. I mean, it's insane. Anyway, we are here with our awesome guest, Jimmy Kitchens. And he does amazing things with wood. And he sees nothing and he makes it something.
That's right.
And in many ways, pal, you make dreams come true. I mean, people, it's so interesting. Great art exudes emotion, like real raw emotion. And I can just imagine, you know, some of the people seeing your art and how they just fall in love with it. We weren't here maybe 3 minutes. And we got a phone call and someone saying, I need to know where I can get some of his stuff.
Right.
And I just think that's awesome. I mean, you have an amazing gift. And one of the things that's so interesting, I just closed on a house. And one of the things that was so interesting about this particular house is it had, you know, a basement that was kind of like a man cave. And the thing I loved about it, you know, it had the pool table,
it really
the foosball
needed,
table.
It needed some of Jimmy's work in there.
Well, hey, they need a gift. So,
there you go.
A closing gift.
Small and large.
Yeah, that's right. They're from Nebraska, so I'll have to figure out how
all
to do
sizes.
That.
All sizes.
But
big
anyway.
Corn cob?
Yeah, a corn husker. What's so interesting why they love that house is that man cave had paintings of Seattle Kraken, Seattle Mariners, Seattle Seahawks.
Regional sports room.
It was,
there you go.
It was, and not that they're actually, you know, going to keep all that stuff, but it just like this.
It'll probably turn
really
red.
Awesome.
That room will turn red.
There's going to be some Cornhusker situation going on there.
I got to think so.
But they love the idea
right.
of the passion of the people who had this house and how much they loved it and how much they cared about it. And it's that personal touch, I think, sometimes really connects a person from a house to a home.
Well, and like with the Marvel thing, you know, Jimmy's been a guest on one of my other shows before. And, you know, everybody needs a hero. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes vicariously, you know, we live through Marvel stories and we live through those things. And, you know, for some people, Jimmy's kind of a local hero, but we're not going to talk about that on this show today. But, you know, people are looking for that. They're looking for that entertainment. But
yeah,
at the
they
same,
want something.
Right.
They need something.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, yeah, look, you know, and sometimes we have superheroes in real life, you know. But like firefighters.
Yeah.
Those are real life superheroes. Let me just,
first responders. They're amazing.
But I will just say this before we head to there, there's something different just going to a store and buying something. You know, like you can go, I was down at, you know, Bear Jack and Auction, and they have all sorts of stuff. You can just buy it. But there's something very special about someone who you kind of know. Create something.
Oh yeah.
It's art. It's not just you're not just buying something at a store.
Well, yeah, they aren't made in a mold and
yes,
mass produced.
Yeah, every one of
everything
them
everything that
is
Jimmy
very
makes
unique.
Is unique and different. It's one of a kind. Yeah, I mean, how cool is that actually to be able to have like to your point, Rick, to be able to have one of a kind art.
Right.
Right?
I'm not going to be around forever.
Well,
so you better get it now.
Where are you going?
It's like when George Costanza wanted to buy that artwork of Elaine's boyfriend who was dying, and he's like, "I gotta buy this." You know, he's gonna die, and then he didn't die, and George was all upset. But anyway, one of the things I love about what you do, Jimmy, is you have a cause. I mean, you do. This for a great cause and in certain situations. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do at the home show.
The Lifestyle Home Show. Yeah. Coming up next weekend.
Hey, we're going to be there.
I'll ride on.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Live.
We'll be there live.
We'll be there live.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll be live too.
I hope so.
So April 12th through the 14th, I am doing something really amazing for our local first responders. I'm carving a life-size firefighter, and I've actually posted some of this stuff on my
Instagram
and my Facebook, and so you can see kind of what I'm doing. I'm roughing it out at my shop, but this piece I'm donating this piece to the local firefighters, first responders of Bellingham and surrounding area, and this piece is going to be amazing. So if you want to see this piece in action, come on down to the Lifestyle Home Show.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to be carving live at the home show.
Live.
You know what's really cool about the home show this year? I don't know if how many people know this. It's free.
It's free.
If you want to come
so
to the
awesome.
Home show. Yeah, I mean, so bring your family. They're going to have barbecue. They're going to have floral arrangements. They've got a ton of things. They've got a date and paint thing going on. There is so much stuff to do. And it's free.
That's
Where
a good reason.
Free to come, stuff.
To come down and see Jimmy Kitchens carve for free. And his assistant, Joe Littlefield, who is three cut Reno, I call him. Because he's only made three cuts on this carving that we're working on. So
that is awesome. We want to hear more about your passion, the cause that you're carving for. I just made that cause that you're carving for.
cause.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks cause so and much. Effect. You're listening to Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.
Hey, it's Dave, and if you're like me, spring comes with a whole list of home projects. And if you're ready to jumpstart your kitchen remodel or upgrade your laundry room, well, DeWard & Bodie is ready to help with the best deals on home appliances. And right now, they have amazing ways to bundle and save. Like this, get up to $400 in cash back rebates on select LG and KitchenAid appliance packages. And up to $200 cash back on select appliance bundles from Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Beko, and more. When you buy more, you save more at DeWard & Bodie. You also get the expert service and experience you can trust. Throughout April, you can save up to $100 on their professional delivery and installation when you buy select dishwashers and cooking appliances. It's spring clearance at DeWard & Bodie, and you can find one-of-a-kind deals on floor models and ding and dent items up to 50% off. Plus, pay no money down and no interest up to 2 years on qualifying purchases. It's only at DeWard & Bodie in Bellingham and Burlington.
Hello, folks. This is Phil George. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney here in Bellingham, and I would like to invite you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on KGMI for the Aging Hour. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care costs, probates, wills, trusts, or anything else that has to do with aging, this is the radio show for you. Studies show that more than 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. Join us every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., and we can show you how to set your family up for success.
Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats return this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
I'm Dr. Miller, a dentist and a volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network. DLN is a nonprofit that has helped me literally change the lives of people in my community through the donated dental services program. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need each year. If you're a dentist or know a dentist, please share this information. Like me, they can make a real difference in someone's life. DLN makes it easy.
Go to willyouseeone.org to learn more. That's willyouseeone.org.
What? What a great song.
What a great song.
This song is called Hero. I want a hero. I need a hero. Holding out for a hero. Thank you from our producer.
I know, producer bailed Emma. You out.
I think it was in a movie.
You know, there are not very many times, I gotta say, there are not very many times that Rick Todd gets stumped, though, when it comes to music. You do not want to play Name That Tune with Rick. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty money. And right now, I'm killing the NCAA tournament bracket.
I mean, that's good.
I'm destroying it.
Hey, you know what? Are you excited for the home show next week?
I am.
We get
it's
to broadcast live. Yeah. It's going to be so amazing.
And it's free. I think that's what's so awesome.
Well, and you know, and I don't know, maybe we should get Jimmy to make us some masks since we have faces made for radio.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, I mean, nah. You know what else is really cool though? You know why it's free? Because Judd and Black is sponsoring the home show.
Wow.
So they're covering the gate for everybody, basically.
That's fantastic.
I mean, that's fabulous. And, you know, shameless plug because they kind of deserve it.
Absolutely. Judd and Black deserve it. I don't know them personally.
Judd and Black Appliance.
Oh,
come on, man.
Oh, okay.
Judd and Black.
I'm just kidding. I know
need
that.
I need you, Judd and Black.
Oh, man. Come on.
So, Jimmy, tell us about, we've come up with this little phrase of, you know, carving for a cause. And I love that because you really do have a passion. You have a passion in helping local firefighters, you know, and I have several friends, great friends who are firefighters, and I'm amazed at what they do. And
yeah,
and
they've barely been into it this year or the last few years, and it's I feel for them because it's rough out there right now.
Well, and you can't unsee stuff, right?
No, it's
you know,
there.
I think that's what we forget. You know, you see an accident along the road and there's a car upside down.
Oh, there's
or
been
whatever,
so many wrecks. Oh,
right, and the stuff that people walk up on. You know, the overdose stuff. You know, I mean, I was looking at the numbers. Just in April alone, in the first 4 days of April, they responded to 18 overdoses in Whatcom County.
That's
EMS
crazy.
Calls, right? I mean, so you know, the stuff that they're dealing with on a daily basis, you know, I think sometimes we just forget that. I know they don't, right? You know, I mean, you walk up on the accident scene and, you know, we're not even going to talk about that because our producer will probably hit the button.
I think one of the things, too, is maybe it doesn't feel like it, but every once in a while when you thank them for what they do, and even though they may not go, oh, yeah, hey, thanks, you know, it means a lot to them. Because I think sometimes they might feel like they're out on an island. And it's a little challenge to all of our listeners and to me and to Lyle and Julie, wherever you are. You know, you see them in the coffee shop, you buy their coffee.
Right.
Let them know, you know, we're with them.
See the fire trucks there once in a while.
I do, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, Jimmy, tell me about this carving. Is it going to be auctioned off? Is it going to be donated? You know, where can we watch you do this next week at the home show?
Next weekend at the home show, 12th through the 14th. I'll be carving live, working on this firefighter statue that I'm donating to the Bellingham Fire Department.
Mm.
And they can do whatever they want with it.
Right. Are there sponsorship opportunities for that? I mean, can people get involved? And, you know, I mean, because, you know, you're donating your time, but, you know, you got to make a living too, right?
Yeah, I'm actually putting sponsor names on the carving. I will be laser engraving the names, cutting out a portion of the jacket, and then putting the sponsor names on the coat. So you can buy your spot on the coat. I have a few spots left, so let's go.
Okay, cool. What's that take?
At least $500 or more.
Okay.
So let's make it happen. Yeah,
Rick Todd Real Estate will look good on that.
Oh man, look great.
I just really think so.
I've got a few sponsors that Carl Mowers really hooked me up, and I wanna thank them. And Z's Recycles.
Man,
awesome group of people.
Yeah.
And Tree Lines. He does all my shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
I want to put a shout out to them and a great appreciation.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's always good to say thank you. You know, so are you going to be like carving all the time, or you got set times that you're going to be carving at the home show? How's that work?
It's kind of nice having an assistant. Three cut Reno, by the way.
Better than three fingered Joe.
Yeah,
right?
Better than Lefty. Right?
Yeah. Lefty. I got to give him a portion of the renown.
Or Stump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we better stop now.
I have more of it. We'll stop.
I'll be carving, and then also Joe will be helping out too. He'll be doing finished stuff. But I'm getting the carving to where I can just use battery saws.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, I have this really awesome battery saw that, thanks Carl Mowers, and that this thing's got so much pep, and I got this little dime tip.
So is that like a steel?
It's a Husqvarna.
Husky.
Yeah.
So Husky's doing them?
If you want to see a cool battery saw, come down to the home show and check it out as I'm carving. But I'll be doing all finished stuff with this, sanding down to the painting, and then, you know, here you go.
So we're kind of going to get to see some of the finish work then.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of detail stuff coming in.
That is amazing.
Painting.
So can I ask you a personal question that's not a personal question?
Okay, yeah, it's kind of an outside personal question.
Well, it's a business question.
Oh,
but
I like it.
But I mean, like, so if somebody wanted, like, a superhero carved, right? Kind of, what's that cost? I mean, something that takes, you know, I mean, it's not cheap, obviously.
Some of my life-size stuff is anywhere from $5,000 and up.
Okay.
So
how about, like, a bust?
A bust is, like, a couple grand.
Okay.
Depending on the technical, the detail of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, save your pennies.
Yeah, I mean, once in a lifetime art. And that's about
Don't nickel and dime too much. Just, you know, dollar bills. Benjamins, those work.
Right, there you go.
And I tell you what, I mean, it's absolutely well worth it. I mean, it's a gift you can have for generations, for sure.
Well, and you know, they'll be priceless at some point because, you know,
they're
one off. I mean,
we're not putting you in the grave yet.
You two can have a Jimmy Kitchens, right?
Jimmy Kitchens, life size.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Get down and boogie as the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E. All yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals one entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
We all have our go-tos, right? The doctor you trust, the dentist you rely on, the restaurant you love. What makes them your go-to? It's trust, isn't it? Hi, this is Dan from Bellingham Automotive, your go-to for auto repairs in Whatcom County since 1991. Whether you're using your car for ride-sharing, delivery services, mobile office, maybe just a taxi for your kids and their friends, or it's just personal transportation, we're here to keep you on the road. We're proud to have a team of technicians and service advisors who have been with us for years. They can help you find that strange noise or figure out what that warning light is trying to tell you. They can perform regular maintenance to keep your car up to date and your new car warranty intact. We know you're busy, so we also offer a local shuttle service and an after-hour drop-off and pickup options to help take the hassle out of your auto repair. So if you don't have a trusted go-to for your vehicles, please give us a call at 360-676-5200 or visit bellinghamautomotive.com to schedule an appointment.
B&W Perks is heading to Ferndale's Cedars Restaurant Thursday at 8 a.m. It's mealtime and you're starving, so what'll it be? It'll be Cedars Restaurant, Ferndale's classic diner and lounge. Why? It's the warm, inviting aroma of home-cooked, scratch-made delicacies filling the air morning, noon, and night. It's the rich flavors that come from over 40 years of cooking with love. It's the temptation of a hearty meal with huge portions, or the option to indulge in a refreshing cocktail during the next big game. It's the authentic taste of classic American diner cuisine served in the heart of Ferndale. It's the irresistible charm of homemade pies and dessert delights. It's Cedars Restaurant on Main Street. So pull up a chair. You're going to love being a part of the Cedars family. Check out the menu at cedarsferndale.com. Thursday at 8 a.m., you can get a $50 gift certificate to Cedars Restaurant in Ferndale for just $25. That's half off at Cedars Restaurant. Get in on the savings while supplies last at pnwperks.com.
Oh,
I love this song.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, I think you might have got. I think you got punked.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. let me hear the vocal. Let me hear the vocal. Ooh.
Still love the song?
Yeah, these guys are great.
So just to fill everybody in, Rick Todd actually knows more music probably than anybody I've met. But so it's kind of become this game where it's kind of stump Rick a little bit. And I think our producer, Emma, did a great job with misdirection.
Yeah, give me a hint,
and
Emma.
A little stumpage
you give
going
me a hint.
On, which is appropriate when we have a chainsaw carver in the house.
Right.
Emma,
right.
You can speak into the mic. I need to know. I got to have a hint here.
Well, while he's figuring this out, let's talk about the home show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's the 12th to the 14th. Admission is free of all things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you get to take the whole family. There's a barbecue competition. There's a Lego Masters building class. There's the reptile show.
There's a food truck roundup. I mean, it is going to be a great event. Did you know? How many years has the home show been going on? The Building Industry Association of Washington, mm-hmm. of Whatcom County, does this,
mm-hmm.
puts it together. Do you know, either of you have a guess how many years it's been?
Mm-mm. 35.
43 years.
That was my second guess.
Yeah. I mean, 43 years. That's a long time.
And I will tell
you
one thing.
Out of the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds in Linden.
There's going to be a lot of awesome stuff there. But one thing that will not be there is the Steve Miller Band. Come on, you're killing me. That's not Jet Airliner.
So who was that?
That was the Steve Miller Band.
It was. There you go.
Yes, I.
You know what it is. You're not quite old enough, Rick.
No, that's a side B deep cut. What that is.
You're just not quite old enough.
The home show is going to be awesome.
The home show, man. Back away from the music and stuff. Jimmy Kitchens is going to be there doing the chainsaw carving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
Live.
Chainsaw carving, man. It's Live. Sculpture. It's art. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't, are you going to have some of your other pieces there and stuff on display?
I believe, yes, I'll have some of my other stuff.
That's awesome. Because if you haven't seen Jimmy's work in person, you got to see it. And then you're at the mall sometimes, too, aren't you?
Sometimes at the mall. I'm on the road now, so it's like show after show. Every weekend, it's something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think.
And if you ever want to see me throw chainsaws live, or not live, but on TV, check out the Homestead Rescue. It's one of those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Discovery Channel.
Yeah, yeah. So, Discovery Channel.
Wait, woo. Marty Rainey.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Whole thing.
He's got the unbuttoned shirt, cowboy hat.
You should put some links up on your Instagram to. Directly to the shows that you're in, because I bet you people would be interested to see
Landslide.
Jimmy
I believe
juggling
the,
chainsaws.
Landslide is the episode with the chainsaw tossing.
So, dude, like you're like a celebrity.
You know, it is what it is.
Look at this. You know, well, you know. Next weekend, we are going to be at the home show,
mm-hmm.
so we will be live from the home show.
Yeah, we will.
I'll be live.
Hopefully, Jimmy will be alive.
Next to the firefighters. Just look for the firefighters and I'll be right next to them.
Well, and the good thing about that is that if you need a tourniquet, they're right there. So that's good.
I know, right?
That's true.
Julie Brown will be back
from
her snow adventure.
Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous. Hopefully we'll have some great weather. But you know what? We'll bring the sunshine even if the weather doesn't. How's that?
Hey, absolutely. We'll have sunshine on a cloudy day.
I knew that was coming.
Come get your hero on.
Come get your hero on. There you go. You want to say that right, though.
So fantastic. Jimmy, thanks so much for being here, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't forget to come to the home show.
Absolutely.
Next
free.
Weekend.
It's free.
It's free. Admission. I still can't get over that. The admission is free.
Hey, we'll see you at the home show next week. You've been listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.